Hello.
Hello, this is Charlie from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. We would like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential, with the responses of several hundred voters such as yourself. To begin with, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I wouldn't mind doing your survey, but I'm at work right now. I'm on surveillance.
Well, sir, in this case, I would like to mention that this survey won't take that much. There are just a few questions, then it will be just a few minutes of your time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, which country do you reside? I mean, which state? County, so sorry,
Texas.
Which county?
Hidalgo County.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in this news media, market research, or an elected official
no.
or actively involved?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay, just thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often?
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. On a scale from 0 to 10, which 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
10.
Thank you. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or conservative?
Moderately conservative.
Okay. I would like to read you the name of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you are you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize them, just let me know. What about Dan Patrick?
I'm indifferent.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I like him. Positive.
Okay. What about the Republican Party?
Who?
Republican Party.
The Republican Party.
Yep.
Yeah. Positive.
Okay. What about Greg Abbott?
Positive.
Kamala Harris?
Negative.
Okay, I would like to ask you, somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strongly negative.
Okay. Morgan Lamonti?
Somewhat negative.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
Somewhat negative.
What about Adam Enosa?
The what?
Adam Enosa.
Adam Enosa.
Yep.
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. Now, sir, I would like to ask you, in the election for President of the United States was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Donald Trump, Oliver Chase, Kamala Harris, Jill Stein?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote for? Ted Cruz, Colin Allred, Ted Brown?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. For which of the following candidates would you vote in the election for State Senate for this part for Texas? Adam Enosa, Morgan Lamantia, Robin Vargas?
Adam Enosa.
Thank you. Do you think Morgan Lamonti has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve the re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
It's time to give someone a chance to do better.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. So, Morgan LaMantia is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
And do I, am I supposed to think that's a negative thing, or what? What's the, I mean, I don't agree with
it. Okay, thank you.
I don't agree. Like, yeah, I mean, I don't care who supports her, if they're gay or whatever, but they shouldn't, you know, I just don't agree with it.
Yeah, thank you so much. What about the next statement? Morgan LaMantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their children to the school or of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. Does that make you more likely to vote? Okay, thank you so much. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is her chance to provide her area with a new state senator who represents your values. Does this make you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, or much less likely to vote?
More likely to vote.
Okay, thank you. Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of these cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies. Does this much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less?
More likely.
Thank you. Abortion support in Morgan LaMantia is against the fundamental right of life for the unborn. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offense registry. Once again,
much less likely.
Okay, Morgan LaMantia is currently campaigning against Winestorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rate last season.
Much less likely.
Okay, Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children.
Much more likely.
Morgan LaMantia is working against jobs in her area by supporting overreaching federal regulations and oil and gas production in Texas.
Much less likely.
Morgan LaMantia does not support Second Amendment guns rights and want to place restriction on the purchase of firearms.
Much less likely.
Okay.
Anybody against the Second Amendment, much less likely.
Thank you so much. Morgan LaMantia opposes stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Much less likely.
Morgan LaMantia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa will work to protect her children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring sanity back to her school policies.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports our state's effort to identify and dismantle transitional criminal organization and gangs in our communities.
Much more likely.
To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Much more likely.
Okay, Morgan, La Mantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books.
Much less likely.
Morgan, La Mantia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
Much less likely.
Morgan, La Mantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family per business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Much less likely. How many more questions do you have?
We are almost done. We are at the 80%. Thank you so much for being with me.
Okay, hurry up because I'm working.
Yeah, thank you so much. Adam Giannoso trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Positive. I strongly support.
Okay. Adam Giannoso supports securing our borders to protect our families.
Strongly support.
Okay. Adam Giannoso had tax liens filed against his business or for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Strong support.
Okay. Morgan, La Mantia voted against ending so-called diversity programs from Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Adam Giannoso supports continuing to increase the homestead exemptions so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? And Adam Giannoso, Morgan LaMantia, or Robin Vargas? Thank you.
Adam Giannoso.
Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1980.
1980, you said?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Yeah, I'm Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And your race, you said Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from newspaper, news networks, blogs, emails, local TV news, social media?
I don't trust any of it.
Okay, so let's say...
podcasts and my own
you're
research.
You're unsure, right? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, unsure.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English language television?
English.
Thank
English.
You. Which come closest to describing how currently you receive the television programming you watch most often? Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, local cable systems, streaming over the internet through an antenna, satellite dish,
local
or
cable.
Direct TV? Local cable. Thank
direct
you.
TV.
Okay, thank you. Which of these, if any, do you use most often? You said direct TV, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any YouTube account?
Yes.
Instagram account?
No.
Twitter account?
No.
Facebook account?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of the following statements most closely describe your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Or abortion should never be legal.
The second to the last one, rape and danger to the mother.
Okay, thank you. Well, sir, basically that were all the questions. Thank you so much for being with me during all this. And
all right.
Have
got
a
it.
Good one, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.